With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump promises strikes on Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz isn't reopened. A U.S. service member missing since Iran shot down an American fighter jet last Friday is now rescued. Reaction from the White House?
President Trump says the aviator is injured, but, quote, will be just fine, unquote. Mr. Trump also wrote in a social media post early Sunday that the rescue operation involved, quote, dozens of aircraft, unquote. U.S. forces rescued a second crew member earlier. The frantic search and rescue operation unfolded after the jet crashed Friday as Iran promised a reward for anyone turning the aviator in.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, a key agency has approved President Trump's White House ballroom project.
The National Capital Planning Commission approved the project despite a federal judge's order halting construction unless Congress gave its approval. The Trump-appointed chair of the commission said the agency went ahead with the vote because the judge's ruling affects construction activities, but not the planning process. During a public comment period, comments were overwhelmingly opposed to the ballroom, which is estimated to cost $400 million and will rival the size of the executive mansion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. Secret Service investigating overnight reports of gunfire near Lafayette Park.
The park is across the street from the White House. No injuries were reported and no suspect has been found after a search of the park and the surrounding area after midnight. President Trump is spending the weekend at the White House. The Secret Service says White House operations remain as normal, but security in the area has been increased. The park has been fenced off for weeks for renovations. John Scott reporting.
This is SRN News. Kansas passes a law to protect pro-life pregnancy centers.
The measure bars any state or local government from forcing a pro-life clinic to, quote, offer or perform abortions, offer abortion drugs, counsel for abortion, refer for abortion, or promote abortion in any way. The bill was vetoed by Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, but the legislature moved quickly to override and did so by wide margins. Republicans accuse Kelly of being pro-choice unless a woman chooses to keep her unborn baby. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Chicago Bulls have cut guard Jaden Ivey after he criticized the NBA for promoting the LGBT agenda. Ivey called the league's devotion to gay pride unrighteous in a post on Instagram, adding they proclaim gay pride on billboards and in the streets. So how is it that one can't speak righteousness? Bulls coach Billy Donovan says Ivey's comments don't reflect the values of the team. This is SRN News. Another historic milestone for an NBA rookie, Bob Agnew reports.
Cooper Flagg has scored 51 points to become the first teenager to reach the 50-point mark in an NBA game. The rookie number one pick of the Dallas Mavericks scored 24 points in the fourth quarter alone in a 138-127 loss to the Orlando Magic. Flagg's previous career high was 49. Bob Agnew reporting.
The new space movie Project Hail Mary, starring Ryan Gosling, is getting rave reviews more than halfway to the moon. Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen said Saturday that he and his Artemis II crewmates got to watch the film with their families before launching on the lunar fly around. He said it was really fun watching the movie while getting ready for his own space adventure. Gosling, a fellow Canadian, sent best wishes to the four astronauts ahead of Wednesday's liftoff. More details at srnnews.com.